PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Y'all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cats. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. That'll bring back the tourists. That'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him for 10. And you gotta make up your minds. You wanna stay alive and ante up? You wanna play it cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
We're in the boredom killing business. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network?
We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniac. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to episode 250 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, here with your threat update. Episode 250, current threat level is Thistle.
I thought it was green.
It's like a purple.
Current threat level is Thistle. Your forecast have been quarantined. With me, as always, is the co-host, Drew Sacogburn. Drew!
What up, dude?
Sacogburn!
This is reality. You've been programmed to think this is unreal and an illusion, but it's not.
It's the other way around?
This is reality.
I'm being tricked into thinking?
You got tricked.
So this is it.
This is it.
So it's not a ride.
No.
But it is a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. I'm very confused. We have a returning guest. Very excited about this. It's been a while, but she is here, ladies and gentlemen. Amy Drew Thompson is back. Amy Drew!
Hey, I am so happy to be here.
Thank you for coming back. I appreciate it.
All about the Shocktober anniversaries.
That's what it is,
like,
right?
Our 2-year anniversary?
You do come by every October, right?
That's what, well, we that's started what? In October.
I tried getting you here in September, but it just happened to be Hurricane Irma weekend.
That's
what happened there.
Yep. The so fates want me here. Yeah, the fates want me here for the Halloween discussions.
For Halloween time. So you're here in another October. Thank you for joining us for episode 250. Also, wouldn't be like doing something
my
special.
My partner in anniversaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
The first episode, right? I like to do something special for 250 because it's a nice weird round number.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we got there. Look at it. It's an arbitrary 250. Steve Etchy is hanging out with us. Sorry, what's up, Steve?
It's like 100 quarters.
Imagine all the pinball games you could play.
Oh my god!
With all those quarters,
is pinball 50 cents a game now?
Oh, it's up to like newer games, or it can be a dollar.
Yeah,
some of them can be. That's why you got to go on $10 all you can play night.
Yep, Fridays, Oviedo Bowling Alley. It's the Pinball Lounge.
But do they have it where you can play and it's open? Because they do one night.
Well,
a week
they don't. They don't have. They have video games, and they usually have. I think they have a pinball machine.
Where did you say?
BART.
Yes, they do have pinball machines. In fact,
and then that's open play. That's just you can play.
Yeah. In fact,
that's cool.
The people that own the lounge too, like they own most of those games, actually all of them, and so
The ones that Bart
used. I ended up, I was going to say, they rent out. So yeah, I actually went to Bart's and they had Dr. Dude there and I was like.
And they got a lot of good beer too.
I saw some some marks on the play field or whatever, you know, and I was like, this is from the lounge.
That's funny. Like, I've seen this machine. I've conquered it already. I played pinball with this guy once for like 3.5 hours and kept playing games, and I think I won once.
Yeah, who cares? That's what I said. I was like, I can't wait to go to the pinball lounge. By the way, I suck, but I'll have a great
the games
time.
Are cool. We played the Batman game.
Oh, yeah.
The Indiana Jones game where the thing is like gun. You shoot a gun to make the ball go. Yeah, the music.
Yeah.
The music. It's so much fun.
And the Batman game is Batman 66.
Yes. Wow. It's Adam West Batman.
That's awesome. Drew, my God, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in power, Adam West.
Wow.
Someone check in on Burt Ward. We haven't heard from him in a while. His dog's maybe eating his face. Probably. Just saying, someone check on him.
Yeah. Say so.
Drew Sakagra, what's your favorite pinball machine?
I don't really have a favorite pinball machine.
Come on.
I haven't played pinball in decades.
Oh, well, that looks like time for someone to take a trip to the pinball.
I like
lounge.
The Vegas-y ones that, you know, like Bond, and there's usually like a girl wearing it, you know, looking like she's could be on the Love Boat. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, that's what the style looks like.
Something like really kitschy.
Yeah, hot car, hot girl in a fur coat, something on PC. You know what I mean? Like, those are the best games. Very 70s.
That's very funny. All right. Episode 250.
Magic game.
We got a lot to do.
Yeah.
So let's see. We're going to start with the streaming pick of the week, which means, Drew, if you don't mind, grab the randomizer 9000.1.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to pick of the week.
Picks of the week.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
That's right, streaming pick of the week time. We use the randomizer 9000.1 to see what is available out there that people should be watching instead of just scrolling through your libraries forever on Amazon Prime, Netflix, etc., etc., Hulu. We help you out. So, Amy, go ahead, let everyone know what is this week's pick of the week.
The motherfucking F Shark ate me. I totally messed up the line.
F Shark ate me.
I was so excited. Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah.
The motherfucking shark
ate me. I totally messed it up. I was so excited.
That was amazing.
Perfect for Halloween and horror.
Such a great death.
Unexpected.
And I meant to say effing too. That was so unladylike. I was so excited. The real words.
Currently streaming on Netflix.
Currently on Netflix, ladies and gentlemen. Deep Blue Sea. Drew's hat is like a shark's fin.
Deepest bluest. My hat is like a shark's fin.
Why is it his hat? Why on his head?
Because it's like a fin.
So he has that parrot that's talking to him.
He has a backpack.
He plays LL Cool J plays a cook, and the parrot is talking to him. But no one
forgot that he's a cook.
No one else sees. No. Yeah, he's a cook, Drew, just like you. And no one sees the bird else except for him.
Hmm.
I think
he's on drugs.
I think it's a figment of his imagination.
I don't even remember that part.
He's on drugs.
Rewatch the movie, pay attention to the fact that no one else notices the bird, so I think it's him just being like crazy. And the movie's this weird like religious parallel thing where it's all about like messing with nature, and like someone smokes a cigarette, Stellan Skarsgård smokes a cigarette, and then a shark bites his arm off.
The Skarsgårds have been everywhere.
The Skarsgårds. We'll talk about the Skarsgårds a bit during the box office recap.
Yes.
But it's a lot of like a weird
Blue
religious
sea
thing.
It's like the sci-fi movie that sci-fi didn't make.
It was like the model for, we'll just try to make this with an even lesser budget.
Yeah.
Smart sharks.
I only saw that actual smart scene sharks on YouTube. I haven't seen the actual movie.
Sci-fi made that movie, one of them would have worn glasses, though. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. If sci-fi did make this movie and put it, like, direct to TV, you'd be like, this is actually pretty good quality for what they're trying to do. But it came out in movie theaters. It was by the guy that did Die Hard 2 and The Cliffhanger, and I was like,
There were elements, I thought, of Jaws 3D in this, you know, where there's the screen and they come through and they know
crashing through the glass.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And things are coming at you.
I don't know if that was an homage or...
There are direct homages and references to the Jaws movies for sure.
Fun movie.
But it is. Yeah, it's fun. It's kitschy. It's ridiculous. It's one of them. It's one of the few so bad it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good one.
Very enjoyable. So there you go. Deep Blue Sea. The effing
I'm so glad that you messed that up too. God, that was so bad. I thought I was going to be so funny. And the effing
Sharknado. All right, here we go.
Yeah, like when you paused, I was like, she doesn't have it.
I know, it's the worst. It's like watching someone fall on a YouTube video. It was really bad.
People can rewind it and laugh and laugh and laugh. Here we go, Drew. Time for the box office recap. I don't think it's in the top five. Where is it? Where is it? It. Where is it?
It isn't number seven.
It is. Number seven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Got a little faith no more in that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how much did it make so far after?
$3.5 million, total of 320.
How many weeks has it been out now?
Seven weeks.
I mean, Tim Curry, first off, it was a made-for-TV thing. So, yeah. I mean, what could he do? He could be creepy and then, like, lunge at the camera.
See, I didn't realize that either.
That was made-for-TV.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
That was like a miniseries.
And they did well for what they could do. Mm-hmm. But going back on, though, it is, like, poorly made, produced, just low budget.
But
He was good. John Ritter's good. Mm-hmm. The guy who was in Night Court is good. What's his name?
The guy from Nightmare, what, Bull?
No. No, the judge. Harry, the magician judge.
Harry Anderson. No.
Harry Anderson.
Is that Harry? Yeah.
Harry Anderson. He was in it. That's where most of the money went on those three actors right there. Skarsgård got to do so much more.
Oh, yeah.
With the R-rated movie version.
Oh, yeah. And right into it. From the beginning. Yeah.
Write the dude's arm off in the beginning, Steve. In the first 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
Well, it's the first 5 minutes of the movie.
The first 45 seconds.
It happened so fast. It's not even a spoiler because it happened so
fast.
It was great.
It was like rows of...
Yeah, the teeth. The good. Teeth and the mouth.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a good movie, right?
Yeah, it was fun. And that, like, and we, Chris and I discussed this, you know, amongst ourselves. The kid from Stranger Things, he killed it.
Mm-hmm. Finn Wolfhard.
He killed it.
It's a great name.
And they gave him the best lines. Mm-hmm. They gave him like the diehard Bruce Willis line.
It helps he got the one-liners.
Yeah. And, oh, God.
Did you see Stranger Things, Steve?
What?
Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
The main kid, the dorky one that likes 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it...
He's the dorky one. Which one?
I was gonna say
he's the leader one, the really uptight one in the movie.
So cute.
He's the little hard ass pretending to be all like sexual, overly sexual type of.
Which was against type from Stranger Things, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. He's playing like, the exact opposite character that he plays in Stranger Things.
That's awesome. Like as an actor, like to be able to do that, like have the opportunity. Pretty close together to do
something. To be able to show off his range right away, especially at the age of. 13?
By the way, I do believe, I could be wrong about this, but I think Stranger Things comes out Friday.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the, you know, were you watching the little trailers that they have going when you're flipping on Netflix?
No.
Like, they show some scenes.
Did they really?
Yeah.
No, I've only seen a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah, stuff. And there's like a pretty sick-looking monster, what looks to be a pretty sick-looking
monster. Is it like coming out of the... I've seen
it looks like a War of the Worlds crazy thing.
Yeah, or like the mist at the end of the mist.
Yes,
that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The old gods, that's what I want to see. What are you sucking on over there, Drew? Oh. Lollipop's
gone
crazy. They did a good job with that.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? What flavor was that one, Drew?
Strawberry mint.
Strawberry mint. Oh, was it?
That's an exotic lollipop.
There we go. Yeah, shout out to Big Tim. Big Tim's fancy as fuck lollipops. That's what he got. Yeah, BigTimSellSuckers.com. Mm-hmm. They're delicious. They don't advertise with us or nothing. I'm just saying they're good.
And look at that. I said it. That's a fancy lollipop. It is.
It's fancy as fuck.
And I didn't even know.
It's it's fancy parentheses AF close parentheses. But right. We all know that. We're hip. We all know what that means.
Or we just say the word when we don't mean to.
Mm-hmm. Or we just say it. I ordered some white male tears. Waiting for those to come in the mail pretty soon. And
I've been wanting to try that just because I hear it's so good.
It's good. It's salted almonds. It's supposed to be quite good.
White male tears.
White male tears, yeah. And then I went to the website because I really wanted to order. You think that's political?
The next one.
I really wanted to order their thoughts and prayers flavored lollipops. Which is flavor like nothing.
Yep. It's flavorless.
Somebody needs to send like a case of those to Bill Maher.
Yeah, exactly. That idiot. And the company actually sold those at live events for extra money. They jacked up the price on the flavorless thoughts and prayers one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sent that money to like Hurricane Rose.
That's nice.
Yeah, exactly. So Those are good people. That's why I'm turns out, I guess, for Jerk. What were we talking about? Number five.
Nope. Number eight.
What? We went backwards.
Yep. The Snowman made $3.4 million.
Do you want to build a snowman?
On a budget of 35.
With the lady set?
What?
Mm-hmm. How much? 35?
35.
They could have used another 10.
And
to finish that movie.
I think they needed to re-edit that movie.
They needed to finish that movie or re-edit it, or they needed to do something with that movie. Because it is
boring.
Not good.
It was the one thing I didn't want it to be, Chris.
I'm thrilled because I was going to go see that yesterday and I couldn't make, or on Friday and I couldn't make it, and now I'm not sorry.
Yeah, good for you.
It's not good.
You're lucky.
It's well, apparently the director has gone on Norwegian radio and admitted in an interview that they didn't have enough time and they didn't film everything, but they didn't realize that they didn't get all the story until they were in the editing process.
They didn't realize it?
Yes. Yes, that they were under the gun, they made everything too fast, and then by the time they got into the editing room, they were like, we are missing chunks of story. He said it was like trying to do a big jigsaw puzzle and you realize pieces are missing. So they just released the movie, they just released the puzzle with pieces missing. And
pieces are missing.
I think those are some important pieces.
Yeah,
there were lots of things that were focused on, and then they just never panned out to be anything at
all. They just make leaps, and all of a sudden, like, this character is doing this thing, or this character's. They do the thing where they reveal who the bad guy is, the killer is, towards the end, right? But it's like someone who the whole movie was like super nice and everything's cool. Oh, this guy seems perfectly normal on the fringes of the story.
Yeah.
And at the end, oh, he's a killer all along. And then he's like, his hair is tasseled, and he's got an evil look in his eyes. Like, oh, now I'm always evil. Ooh, I'm openly evil. I'm like, you were holding it together this whole time, and now you're like so openly. You know what I'm saying, Drew? Yeah. Am I right?
It was weird.
That's just bad. I don't think any other additional filming would have saved that particular part of the.
Watch Deep Blue Sea twice.
Yeah, stay home. Watch Deep Blue Sea twice. That's so much better because, man, the snow. Right?
Yeah.
What was good about it, Drew?
Nothing.
Come on. Bestman?
I mean, sure, if you just want to see him walking around looking like he's half asleep the whole time.
He was just kind of like, God, because he was sort of drunk. But he was drunk in the beginning, but then he really wasn't drunk and this ever came into play again.
No, he just apparently he couldn't sleep.
But then he got some drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But then that didn't pan out to anything.
No.
Why did she get all mad that he was like, why'd you get a prescription from him?
Maybe that's part of the story that was unwritten. I don't know.
Apparently, based on a book, it's very popular.
Right.
Very popular.
A Norwegian book? Was this sort of like a girl with the dragon tattoo deal?
What the guy's name is Joe Osberg? Joesberg? I forgot the guy's name. He did Headhunters. Remember that movie, Drew?
Yeah, it was good.
Great movie. He did the book Headhunters. Got turned into a movie that's really good. Came out 4 or 5 years ago. It has the guy from Game of Thrones, Jamie Lannister. And something else that he wrote got turned into a movie recently. That wasn't a very good movie.
I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
What do you think?
I'm thinking of that the first version of Red Dragon, you know?
Manhunter.
Manhunter, sorry.
Michael Mann.
Yes, with the guy from CSI.
Mm-hmm. Peterson. William Peterson?
Yeah.
And Brian Cox is the original Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I love
it. It is a great movie.
It's got a lot of...
I'm sorry, I completely went off nonstop.
That's a better movie than Snowman. So watch Manhunter and Deep Blue Sea instead of the Snowman. The No Man.
You can hashtag the No Man. Manhunter and then Red Dragon. See how they size up.
Oh, it's a weird.
See, I was confused because when you said Red Dragon, I was thinking about Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. But Ray Fiennes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, wait.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
How does that fit in with whatever?
Manhunter is based on the book Red Dragon.
Okay.
And it was made in the 80s before Silence of the Lambs.
Same story. Before they actually made characters. Red Dragon the second time.
Gotcha. Yes. So, so it's actually in the 80s they made Manhunter, mid-80s. And then 7 years later they made Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, God.
Which is technically a book sequel, mm-hmm. and then they did Hannibal, and then they went back and redid
because Hannibal Lecter was so popular, and
yes, because Silence of the Lambs was a huge hit. They
that was a fun movie, I thought.
They even did a prequel movie, the Hannibal Rising or something like that, when he was a kid in a boarding school. Like, anyone wants to see that? Is that
no.
Just,
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, that exists.
I didn't know that existed either.
That exists.
I learned something today.
It even came out in movie theaters. There's the TV show, Hannibal. Very popular on NBC. Well, not popular enough to not get canceled after three seasons. So wild. You see any of that show?
No.
You see any of that show, Steve?
The what show?
The Hannibal, the TV show from
great
just a
show.
Year or two ago.
Super great.
So over the top.
Oh, yeah. It couldn't have been made if it was on anything other than FFX.
It was on NBC.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It blew his mind.
Yeah, that was on NBC.
Like, what?
Wow.
That was basic television. Yeah. Anybody could have watched
anyway,
that.
Anyway, and it was on like 9 p.m.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Because, yeah, anytime.
On another channel, they were showing America's Got Talent.
It was literally like any time, just the way the story was going, you're like, oh, next thing, they're going to show up at a crime scene. Mm-mm-mm. You're like, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Show me the crime scene.
It is.
It's insane what they do with the crime scenes.
Over the top with the gore and, like, the, quote, inventiveness.
But, oh, no, Janet Jackson's nipple.
The nipple. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, the nipple. Don't say fuck.
On that pile of bodies.
Right.
Like, they just should have had, like, her nipple just, like...
Yeah.
And somebody would have said something. You know, yeah. Oh, my God, my kids saw that.
They would have shown... It would have shown a nipple.
On top of carnage.
They would have shown a nipple if it was, like, someone, like, sliced that off or something.
Yeah.
Like
that. Oh, yeah.
Because that's how... It was. Don't see the snowman. Hashtag the snowman. And then number seven was it.
Yes.
What was number six, then?
The Foreigner.
Ooh, don't go see the Foreigner. The no winner. Hashtag the no winner.
On number five was Only the Brave. Made $6 million.
Only the Brave. Oh no, which one's that?
That's the Josh Brolin is firefighter story.
Oh, Josh Brolin is firefighter story. Yeah.
There's a bear on fire in the beginning, and the then shots. They all die at the end.
Yes, this was a true story. Spoiler alert! It's a true story.
They all
though.
Die. Yeah, exactly. It's true story. They all die.
It's a true story. You guys are laughing. You guys
okay.
Are laughing.
All right. So that's why we know the end because we said yes. It's a true story.
Yes.
All right.
True story.
Right.
They all die.
We'll stop laughing.
Amend those laughters into tears.
Because you guys never spoil the movies.
How dare two of you? You know we tend not. We don't spoil movies.
We try not to.
Unless it's a movie we don't want you to see. Spoiler alert, the snowman, the killer is a dude that was the dude the whole time.
Right? The dude that was the dude.
He was the dude the whole time.
He was the
There's
dude
no
the whole
weird
time.
Dress to kill kind of twist.
No,
there's no
for sure no dress to kill.
See dress to kill, that's fun.
It tried to see past it through the context of time, weird transgender politics with the cross. Because looking back on it now, it's like, it kind of plays into the whole, he's a weirdo freak killer because he likes to dress up. It kind of plays into the psycho
he's
thing.
He's just a weirdo freak killer.
He is a
the fact that he likes to dress up is not,
It
know.
Can be, it's slightly problematic, still fantastic.
I see what you're saying. Angie by today's standards, there's some un-PC stuff, but that doesn't make it any less.
But it's also Brian De Palma. If he made that movie today, he'd double down on that stuff. So, he's a wild
a good
guy.
Movie.
Yeah, he's great. I'm a big fan. What are we talking about?
Only the Brave.
Oh, yeah. Firefighters,
maybe.
They all die.
I don't know.
They all die. We don't know. I mean, the Rotten Tomatoes, probably, if you care about it, check it out on Rotten Tomatoes. But yeah, Miles Teller, he's a young firefighter.
Actually, it's... Man, Only the Brave is 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is the consensus, though?
Give me a second.
Oh, I will give you exactly a second. we've seen this trailer a few times. And yeah, you guys remember the stories from a couple years ago. You know, every year they have wildfires out west. This year seems like worse than it has been in a long time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Only the Brave's impressive veteran cast and affecting fact-based story add up to a no-frills drama that's just as stolidly powerful as the real-life heroes it honors.
All right, there you go. So, they get...
People dig it.
Yeah, it's a crew called, quote, the Hot Shots. I guess it was like a dozen of them. They went out to fight these fires, and then they got caught up and surrounded them at some point, and they all died. Mm-hmm. So, spoiler alert, based on a real story, they all die. Mm-hmm. Yep. Bring a thing of tissues.
Number four this week.
Bring some Kleenex. Because apparently also 90%... It's the fact that it's gonna make you cry.
Number four this week,
which
Blade
is probably
Runner.
Probably why I won't see it. Do I want to cry?
You don't like to cry?
Do you really think it's gonna make you cry?
I cry during those Publix commercials at the holidays.
Oh my God!
Nothing to make me cry.
The one where the little girl, you think she's making cookies for Santa Claus, but then it's for Grandpa, and then Grandpa shows up. He's like, "I made these for you, Grandpa."
Oh, any of them. The two, the In Love Pilgrim salt shakers, make me cry.
We bought those salt shakers. I have those.
I'm the worst.
Drew was so unsentimental. He's just like, he's like number four.
Yep.
I'm definitely on her side, especially on the Publix commercials.
The number four movie is
Blade Runner 2049.
Number four.
Made $7 million.
$7 million, alright. For a total of?
74.
74.
That seems kind of low.
That is low. Yeah.
I think it's because people just, you know, 3 hours of your life.
Two hours and 40 minutes. Yeah. It's kind
of
long.
It's one of the reasons why I couldn't get to it, because I couldn't find that time to break.
Yeah, you have to sacrifice something. You got to find out a way. Yeah. Man, oh, is it worth it?
Is it totally worth all the money?
I'm so excited that you said that.
It's so good, especially like on a big screen. It's worth seeing in a theater. That's how Steve rolls, man. Okay, this thing's being weird. The audio's going to sound weird there for a second for the people. I apologize. We're having computer issues here. Dollar theaters are very sticky.
Yeah, they are. They are.
That's what you guys missed in that probably that bit of lost audio. See, Blade Runner 2049 is great.
I'm gonna see it.
Excellent.
Number three this week.
Number three, Drew.
Happy Death Day.
What? I can't hear you.
Happy Death.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Using the microphone
for remembering.
Yeah. $9.37 million total of 40.
$40 million.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the budget again? Like.
4 points.
That's why they make these movies.
Yeah.
We saw Happy Death Day, reviewed it previously. To recap, Drew and I both thought it was eh.
It was all right.
Started good.
What you expected for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, it was.
It was what I expected.
There was a slow segment there in the middle, thought.
Yeah.
They could have done more with that, but it started out pretty good.
I felt like they could have done more with the conventions of the story, and they kind of still told it they still told it very straightforward. Like they didn't have any. They didn't flip me.
No, not really.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But it's fun. I like that they kind of, you know, they had to. They nodded to all the places where they were borrowing.
Well, I mean, at the very end, they straight up.
Yeah, they were like, hey.
Well, that was just because they knew every single review was going to say that.
You ever seen Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
I'm surprised in the opening credits it didn't say, like, story by Harold Ramis and.
Was that poster in his room? Because I was loving. And this is what I wanted to talk to you about.
The They Live poster?
Well, the ground.
I saw a They Live poster. Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Definitely a They Live poster.
But then it's like.
Well, the They Live poster is what I wanted to talk to you about. That's what I was like, oh, sentimental.
Yeah.
That's like how you and I met.
That's why we started talking on Twitter about They Live stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then Roddy Piper passed away.
Yeah, shortly thereafter.
Yeah, it was just all, I was like, aww. Oh,
and then I was like, oh, They Live poster, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very prominent. And then the movie's not as good.
No.
Anything John Carpenter did. It's okay, I thought, you know. It could have been. But then again, under $5 million.
It was
fun. You know what I mean? I thought that they did their caricature characters well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was hilarious that it's the Bayview base side. What is Bayview Babies?
Yes, the Babies.
The straight up Babies. Like, even some of the sticker. Like, our team mascot are the Babies. Just so they could justify that weirdo mask that everyone was wearing. A pretty good creepy mask, though.
It was very purgy.
Yes. Especially, you could tell who the killer was because it was the dirty one.
Yes.
Did you see who it was coming? Who that killer was? Did you see it coming? I kind
of
saw it.
You know, I don't know that I did. I was kind of.
If you watch the movie, it's like, who's the one character that's missing for most of the day?
I like
that
the fact
that they introduce, then it just disappears for most of the time.
Yeah, I liked some of the convention of that twist, though. I liked that she kind of woke up to little bits and pieces of it. I liked
the
realization.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know.
It was okay.
It was, yeah, it was okay.
It was okay. That's a problem. I didn't.
See this at home. I mean, you don't need. You certainly can stream this and have a good time at home. You don't have to spend, movie theater money.
100% of the time, you got to drive to the theater. Yeah. You gotta get out of your car. You gotta walk all the way up to the theater. You either got to talk to the person behind, or you got to hit the screen. And other people have been touching that screen. Gotta wait for the ticket to come out. Oh my god, this is forever. So I can see this movie.
God, it's so inconvenient.
You could skip all of that stuff and just watch it at home. Then.
But it was fun.
There you go. That was number
three.
Number two is
Geostorm.
Oh, Geostorm. Pew, pew,
made $13.3 million.
Geostorm, in which a bunch of satellites control the world's weather. So
and,
some sort of hacker.
And Gerard Butler has to save the Earth.
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler is charged with saving the Earth because Can't afford anything better.
Because what he's
Gerard Depardieu was not available.
Yeah, oh man, he looks terrible.
He's some sort of computer and weather genius. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, they sent him to outer space to
solve. I love that the villain is actually using a weather machine to kill people.
Yeah. actual weather machine. Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. It's
crazy. Someone finally did that.
What's the Rotten Tomato on this one? Because I have a feeling it's the type of thing where watching the trailer is entertaining enough. You get the idea. You see some of the
destruction. Geostorm is 13%.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I don't know. No. You've seen The Day After Tomorrow. You've seen that one with The Rock and the one with the
San Andreas.
Yeah, just
San Andreas was terrible. I bet you though,
those sort of world that was fun. Disaster.
I bet you they weren't at 13% though.
I have to see that movie because The Rock, I've heard, might be our next president. So I'm okay with that.
It's possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too.
At this point, I mean, it's all a mockery anyway, so might as well bring in a real life President Camacho. What's the consensus on it? What does it say? It's like Geostorm drizzles in the pathetic story with characters.
Rotten Tomatoes is not responding right now.
Rotten Tomatoes is not responding.
That seems like the type of film though that critics tend to bash.
Yeah, but critics also go into it knowing what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, critics often don't like whether they know it or not, still treat it differently. You know what I mean? Mm. Like.
I saw the commercial. I saw the trailer, I should say. Mm-hmm. And again, I know that I've gone to this well, but only because it's relevant. It looks like another sci-fi movie.
It does.
With slightly better CGI.
It does. It looks like, it's like Roland Emmerich passed on this one.
Well, no, exactly. Roland Emmerich passed on that.
Yeah.
So it can't be that good.
It's like, this is, oh, Roland, would you make this one? It's like, no.
He's like, I only make giant pieces of shit. This is just a mediocre piece of shit.
This is just a mediocre. But it's a whole Geostorm. Yeah, it's still not good enough. Not a big enough piece of shit for my taste. Yeah. He's making a movie now, the guy that did 2012 and Day After Tomorrow and all those movies. He's now making a movie called Moonfall, which is about...
The moon smashes into the planet.
Yes.
See, there! That is a giant piece of shit, Chris.
Yes, the moon is like, they're doing some sort of operation on there, on the moon, that screws it up, and like it starts breaking apart, and it's crashing towards the planet. What, did you hear that?
I did.
I
think
the studio's falling apart.
Why wouldn't you just call it exactly what it is? Moonfall.
Moonfall, exactly. Yeah. It sounds like a James Bond movie, actually.
Skyfall.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Idiot.
That was my first thought.
All right, that was number two. Mm-hmm. So what's number one?
Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween.
Made how much?
$21 million.
Can he do anything wrong?
Yes. No, not lately.
Well, wait, hold on. Okay. Wait, you need to rephrase that.
That's a trick question.
Can he do anything unprofitable?
Okay.
Thank you.
No, no, he cannot. Can he do anything wrong? Yes, every time he makes a
much
movie.
Much better phrase. Thank you for that. I need that sometimes.
That's why he gets a certain amount of money for his projects, and he gets paid X amount of dollars because his stuff makes money. He's got like 3 TV shows that are in syndication.
Why don't they have him make Moonfall? Madea's Moonfall.
That would be awesome.
That'd be a totally different movie.
I would go to see that.
I would see Madea's Moonfall. That'd be good.
Everyone would, because he doesn't do anything unprofitable.
Madea should just be in a Roland Emmerich movie. I'd be down with that. So we didn't see Boo 2.
No.
Did we see Boo 1?
No.
Double feature coming our way.
I mean, it's sitting at 8%, which is 1% lower than The Snowman.
It's going to be sitting in those DVD Snowman 2-packs at Walmart.
Yeah, we saw Snowman. We might as well have just seen Boo 2. Might as well have just seen Boo 2. New movies come out on DVD. Annabelle Creation comes out. Just in time for Halloween.
Annabelle Creation?
Annabelle Creation.
Okay.
This is the prequel to the Annabelle movie, and within the Conjuring universe is what they like to call it. And speaking of reviews, it was actually a pretty well-reviewed movie. So
The Conjuring was...
People like The Conjuring a lot. Conjuring 2 didn't hit people the same way, but sequels rarely do. The Emoji Movie comes out on DVD, guys. We can all finally get together and watch The Emoji Movie.
Oh, yes.
I'll come.
So exciting. There we go. An inconvenient sequel. We can watch The Emoji Movie, followed by Al Gore's An Inconvenient Sequel. Actually, we should probably watch those in the other way, shouldn't we? No, you watch the Emoji Movie, and then you're depressed, so you'll watch An Inconvenient Sequel to feel better.
Besides, if you haven't seen the original, isn't it still worth it, like, to go ahead and skip to, like, the sequel, because it's, like, the same subject matter, only the sequel has a better chance, more knowledge on, like, how fucked we are.
The Emoji Movie is a sequel to another movie?
No. An Inconvenient.
Oh, Inconvenient Truth.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about that.
Because it's like the current calamity, so like, why watch the original one? And you're like, I don't know, we're more fucked than that now. Yeah. And when that came out, well, we have to do the sequel.
Now they get to look at it and sort of deconstruct it, like in a Nostradamus kind of way.
You're like, look what we
here's
got
all
right.
The things that we said were going to happen, and here's what happened, even faster than we thought, and we're even in worse shape.
Exactly. That's correct. War for the Planet of the Apes also comes out on DVD. People, you can watch that as well.
There's only the third one.
I know, right? Bad titling. I guess they all had. Yeah, because the other ones were of them. Why could it be War of the Planet of the Apes? War 4. It's the third one. They were trying to do the same thing with Bad Boys 3 for Life. Dummies. Drew, what's coming out in theaters?
Suburbicon with Matt Damon.
Suburbicon, the screenplay written by the Coen brothers in the 80s.
Ooh.
And then Rick Looney had some early screenings a couple months ago.
I was very excited at the front of that.
You should have been. You should have been excited, but then. the reviews aren't great. Actually, you can look. Doesn't it have a... Oh, you're using your phone. Can you see the meta score? IMDb
46.
46 meta score. So it's like right down the middle. Yeah.
Look into your heart.
Look into your heart. Yeah, just watch an old Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Or an older, at this point, George Clooney movie, like Good Night and Good Luck. You ever see that one?
Good Night and Good, the Edward R. Murrow movie.
Yeah. That was a good movie. George Clooney can make a good movie. Apparently, Suburbicon. I don't know what goes wrong with it. The trailer is okay looking. It looks right, Drew?
Yeah, it should look fine.
I thought it looked okay. What else is coming out?
Jigsaw.
No! Drew, what are we going to see then?
Nothing.
So many bad movies since Blade Runner 2049.
I mean, we're going to go see a Suburbicon and then be angry that it's bad.
Or dumbfounded.
Yeah, I mean, it's alright, Chris. We just got to wait 2 weeks.
Do a protest show and just talk about old Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, right? That's what's wrong with your people?
Let's go see Blade Runner again.
We'll just go
see. Needs our money.
Maybe we'll just go see Blade Runner again. All right, Drew, here we go. You son of a bitch.
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood. Dr. Drew, take it away. I didn't expect it to sound like
that. That was unexpected. Chris, it seems like we're in the middle of like some sort of movie desert.
Movie desert.
There hasn't been anything good since Blade Runner.
What did we see? We saw The Foreigner. We saw
not good.
Happy Death Day.
Not good.
We saw The Snowman.
Not good.
We saw that's it.
Yeah, I mean, and next week, what are we gonna see? Probably not good movie.
Geostorm was our other option this week.
Not good.
And then next week is Suburbicon.
Probably won't be good.
Or Jigsaw.
Not good.
What happened?
On the glass half full side, you can drink wine at the movies now.
Yes, you can.
You can at least be
drunk while you watch a bad movie.
Wait, I almost bought a Cigar City High Ally during the Snowman.
You should have.
But then I was like, in all major
theaters, they do that now?
The calories.
Almost.
Yeah, most of them do now, yeah.
How much does a beer cost?
It's astronomical. You got to smuggle that in.
Yeah, your Bud Lights are going to be like $4, and your craft beers are going to be like $7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than a Magic game.
It's better than a Magic game. And then that money's not going to the DeVos family. So what about this movie, Desert Drew? What about the movie, Desert?
I just want to know what happened. I'm asking you a question.
Oh, you're asking me?
I'm asking you what happened. Where'd they all go? Where'd all the movies go?
I don't know.
All right, Cogburn out.
Cogburn out! That's your new out drop.
I'm okay with that.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm out.
Wish I was louder. This tablet sucks. Everything sucks, Steve. Steve, everything sucks. We need to do some sort of fundraising drive to get that actual PFT studio going with real good equipment.
Yeah.
Better mics.
You have to keep that tablet, though, because I love making fun of you for it.
Another button, but you know what? I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of more buttons. No, no more buttons. Let's take a break. Crespo Disco, I have a song here. Last week, I played Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross put out a cover of John Carpenter's Halloween.
Oh,
it was very cool. Excuse me, I played that last week. This week, I'm going to play John Carpenter put out an album called Anthology. Movie themes, 1974 to 1998. What he did, what had happened was John Carpenter met up with all his old collaborators and re-recorded all his old movie themes. So like The Assault on Precinct 13, The Fog, all of it's in there.
Halloween,
Halloween, Escape from New York. I grabbed just the very first track that's on there, In the Mouth of Madness. It starts very typical John Carpenter-y with the electronics, but then it gets like kind of a guitar rocking thing going on. It's a fun track. So it's cool. Listen to everything re-recorded. It's really good. So I'm going to play this, and then we'll be back with the second half of the show. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep. Good. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All right. We'll be right back.
request for go.
We are back. Episode 250.
250.
Trucking along. Is it recording? Yeah, it's recording. It's fine. Okay, there we go.
Sure about that?
Good stuff. No, I'm not sure about that. Drewster Cogburn, Amy Drew, Drewster, Amy Drewster Cogburn Thompson.
That would be a long name.
Yeah, someone's going to have to, you guys are going to have to.
You're going to have to work on that.
We're going to figure this one out. Mm-hmm. Steve Etchie.
Yes.
Yeah, chilling over there. The Don Pardo. Musical guest, Nirvana. They played Saturday Night Live.
Yes,
they
did.
No one. Yes. Did you ever see that one?
Probably. I was probably in college when it
they
happened.
Had,
it was good.
I was in high school, and they it was Pat Lynch. Is that his name?
Yeah.
The extra guitarist. The second guitarist they added, Lynch. Pat Smear.
Pat Smear.
Pat Smear. They added Pat Smear.
Which, shocker, is not his real name.
Good what? For the Asian guy's name? His last name isn't Smear? that's stuff. How's it going, guys?
Yeah,
episode 250. We're having a good time. We're chilling. We're doing our thing. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Drew, where can people find you online?
At antihero419 all over the internet.
All over the internet. Steve, where can people find you online?
You can find me. You can Google Etchy, and you will find all my stuff except for my personal email, which is steve.etchy@gmail.com if you want to contact me for any reason.
Yes.
And this Monday, a movie is coming out. I forget which theater. Whoops. it's called Mock and Roll. It's something I actually did a little bit of work on. No creative work. Not a big deal, but I do want to go see it. I will be there. It's at 12:30, I think, but I don't know where.
You don't know where, but you'll be there.
I will be there.
All right. So say what's up to Steve. If you can find him, say what's up at that place. Say what's up. Amy, where can people find you online?
You can find me at Instagram and Twitter at Amy Drew, AmyDrOo.
Yes,
and
D-R-O-O.
From there, you can find me everywhere on the internet.
Very nice.
And you can find her on Tidbits pretty soon.
Yeah, yes. I'm excited about that.
This week's episode of Tidbits, which you can hear on pftmedia.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. The first of several Amy Drew-related Tidbits will be played there.
That was like maximum fun. I loved it.
It was.
People
great.
Do love it just because it's different, you know? Like,
because yeah, we're was... just having our normal types of conversations, but we just happen to be recording it, is all. And on top of that, also coming out on Wednesday, I think we're shooting for Wednesday, right? The debut?
Yeah,
Yes, the big debut.
Yes.
Of the Lady Raptastic Show coming back to podcasting just in time to save us from ourselves. It took a lot of negotiating. A lot of wrangling, Lady Raptastic. Lots of bus fares
yeah.
to get her around town. And I'm going to steal this from Charlie Bowie from Poking the Bear, another PFT media show. When he references Big Tim Murphy,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to Lady Raptastic, it's like wrangling a cat. Trying to get this tornado to work. But we did episode one. We think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out this week.
I'm excited.
Yes. Everyone listen for Lady Raptastic. I think it's going to be worth all that work.
Yeah.
It's worth it. The show, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Crespediso Twitter, cinemacrespediso Facebook, Instagram. AmyDrewThompson.com, right?
AmyDrewThompson.com.
There you go. DREW.
Yes.
Spelled properly.
Yes.
But on Twitter, DROO.
Correct.
Because we're having fun.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Drewster Cogburn, where should we start? What segment do you want to start with?
It's up to you, dude.
No, it's up to you, Drew.
No, it's up to you.
No, it's up to you, Drew.
Up to you.
It's up to you.
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 Bill.
Oh, hell, you made a decision. Expected that.
There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What? Dude, we're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right, Billy D hits us up every week. Billy D is Death at the Movies. He's our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado, and Billy D's postmortem will resume tonight at midnight on PFTV, our Billy D produced web series. Check that out. Drew, take it away.
What is it, my dudes?
What's up, Billy?
The postmortem returns tonight with an all-horror episode as the month-long Halloween continues.
Nice.
I got to watch a considerable amount of Netflix this week, and made it through The Babysitter, Mindhunter, and season 2 of Slasher.
Made it through Mindhunter? Like the entire show, well, Mindhunter?
Apparently.
The entire show?
The Babysitter.
The Babysitter.
This was stupid and fun and super gory.
Okay.
I'm a fan. It's a Home Alone with human sacrifice.
Hmm. Ooh.
Mindhunter.
Well, everyone likes Home Alone, right?
Yeah. Just add some human sacrifice.
Okay. Okay. Does everyone like human sacrifice?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I'm a fan.
Amy, human sacrifice?
Absolutely.
The 4 out of 4,
especially in October.
Sounds like a 4-speed etchy.
Actually.
Ah, Steve, this guy.
Let's do one right now.
You seemed a little too willing to get in on that one, actually.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
He jumped all over that. It's like,
there's no volcanoes.
Do I have to crash in Andes Mountains to justify this? Go ahead, Drew.
To justify it? Yes.
Pretty fucking great. I'm really curious where season 2 is going to go, so they've got me locked in for that already. I want more procedural stuff and less personal life drama, though. The last half of the season gets a little bogged down by that. I get that we need to see how the work affects them, but the secondary characters and plots are the weakest thing about this series so far.
Oh, weak things! I wasn't looking forward to weak things in the David Fincher show.
Slasher.
Slasher.
I like this show.
Is that the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
Slasher's a show?
Yes.
I don't even know what this is.
I like this show.
Me neither.
Netflix recently bought it from a Canadian network and made season 2 happen. Each season is a standalone extended slasher movie, and just like any good slasher movie, it's super trashy and violent.
That sounds cool.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
The first season
was... And it's Canadian, eh?
The first season was a lot like Scream, and this season was a lot like Friday the 13th and Sleepaway Camp. With some I Know What You Did Last Summer thrown in for good measure.
Whoa, that's a lot of references.
I was just going to say, is there anything original in there? Or is there a shred of originality?
I will happily tune into a third season if Netflix keeps making them. If you're looking for something cerebral and unsettling, Mindhunter is definitely worth watching. If you want something quick and trashy and dumb, The Babysitter is fun watch. And if you want 16 glorious hours of trashy, over-the-top melodrama and horror, Slasher is your new guilty pleasure. Stay cool, Billy D.
I like how he gave us different picks for different moods.
Yeah.
That was fun of Billy. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
What a nice guy.
He is. I always wish that I had a good metal scream when that music comes on.
That would help, yeah. Drew.
Chris.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi.
It's time for the Vox Populi, everyone. You see something, and then you send us an email, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, and we will read it. Well, Drew will read it on the show. Drew, go ahead. What we got?
No, we got an email from Ron.
What's up, Ron?
Yay, Ron!
Ron's our man. Ron is our fun LA correspondent. He's always checking out cool like cosplay conventions and things like that, and check out his Instagram for weird pictures of stuff like that. Also, though, if you follow his Instagram, you will also come across the random, like, shirtless pic of him laying in bed.
Drunk.
Those are my favorite ones.
Those are your favorite ones, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, then there you go. Then maybe that's an enticement to follow Ron. If you're into big, black, gay, bare men, then there you go. then it's the number one account for you.
Oh, how I miss you, fellas.
No, we miss you too, Ron. Wait, Ron's gone? I guess it's been a couple weeks.
With health and travel worries on my shoulders, aww, I could not see many films on the reg like I am apt to do,
mm-hmm,
but I finally sat down with all my notes or just woke up from some kinky night sex. I can tell you about some movies I've seen in the past month. But first, I must say, my senpai, Billy D, was a joy to meet in person.
That's right, Ron met Billy D. That's what I wanted to bring up at the New York City Comic Con.
Oh, nice. Fun.
Yeah, Ron went there. He traveled all the way from LA to New York to go there. And he met with Billy, who lives in New York. And they also met up with another dude, Jordan Cole, who I've known back at met him at SBK Live. He moved to Texas, now he's in New York. The three of them had like a little mini impromptu Crespediso meetup. It was really cool.
That is awesome. Desk.
I want to know if Ron met Tinker Bear.
Ron, did you meet Tinker Bear?
Yeah,
let us know.
I have to know.
Hashtag I met Tinker Bear @AmyDrew. If you met him. Yeah. If you didn't meet Tinker Bear, then at Amy Drew, hashtag no Tinker Bear there.
Oh, Tinker Bear was there.
Tinker Bear
was
there?
That's my friend, yes.
Well, then see you.
He always does a really fun drag bear costume.
Really?
He too is a bear.
That's awesome. Did you see a drag bear there, Ron? Just let us know.
One year he did Burial, the Hairy Mermaid.
Oh, really?
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, he's done. And he always ends up in all of those top 10 costume reviews online. Oh, so I have to find out if he sounds like
a fun guy.
He is.
All right, Drew, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bill was a joy to meet in person.
Yes, it's a joy.
Intelligent, interesting, and immaculate. His fiance, a lucky gal. Oops. And I hope to talk shop with him again. But going to NYC and back afforded me some free in-flight movies that I shall speed through with reviews.
All right, here we go. In-flight movies, too. Yeah.
The House.
The House, yes! I want to see The House!
Funny in small spurts, it tries a little bit too hard. Nick Kroll knows karate. 5.5 out of 10.
I'd see Nick Kroll do karate. 5.5 out of 10? That's actually kind of what I expected for The House. Oh, shit, Drew! Drew!
Chris.
Drew's the guy we're in first world.
Drew's the guy we're in first world. And Drew's the guy we're in first world.
Drew, we gotta stop Billy D. Said that the movie is real quick so we can do Drew's the guy we're in first world.
You mean Ron's email? In the Vox Populi?
Hold on, let me rewind it. Drew, we gotta stop Ron's email real quick in the Vox Populi so we can do Drew's the guy we're in first world. That's what a good producer does. Yeah. He's learning. 250 episodes.
You're nailing it.
He's getting it. Drew, you are 19-12.
Yes.
You won the last time you played, so you get to go first. This week's game, Amy and Drew, Amy Drewster Cogburn, is called Characters Welcome. That'd be a weird character, Amy Drewster Cogburn.
Yeah,
that'd be a character who likes taking cool pictures of food, but then
doesn't eat them, clearly.
That's like, ugh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he eats.
I eat. He's
no,
seen
I,
me.
I know. I've seen you eat. It's just, I'm jealous.
I mean, I went out there. Most of the donuts were gone. You know what I discovered about myself now? I eat donuts like a lady in an office.
Yeah.
I'll cut them into pieces, and then I'll eat. I'll have a quarter of this one, then I'll have a half of this one, then I'll have a quarter of this one.
Well, that's what you gotta do with Donut King. Donut King donuts, you want to try them all, but you can't eat them all, so you take little pieces.
I do want to try them all.
Just eat the whole thing.
But you can't always
stuff the whole thing in your mouth.
You can't always try them all.
They're like Pokemon.
Who ate that Fruity Pebbles one? That one disappeared. You ate it? I didn't even get a piece of it.
I had you pegged for that Fruity Pebbles one. I totally picked that Fruity Pebbles one for Drew.
That's the only time I've seen a Fruity Pebbles donut disappear before you get real quick.
I saw that. I was like, do you have a Pixie Sticks one? I would get that one for you, too.
All right, here we go. This week's game is called Characters Welcome. You named a 2017 movie. It's a movie that came out this year, 2017. Named a 2017 movie based on these three characters. And I'm not giving you the main character.
Okay.
Drew's gonna,
You'd be surprised. Here we go.
I was gonna say, they're not the main characters. How far down the tree are you going?
Yeah.
Depending on the movie.
Woman in the elevator, number one.
Not very far down the cash tree, I'll tell you. Okay. And it's the characters. Okay, so Drew, you gotta go first. Two groups of five. A or B, what do you want? Choose wisely.
A.
All right. A. Your three characters are. Name the movie. 2017 movie. And it's supposed to get easy to hard, theoretically. Number one. Cypher, Mr. Nobody, Roman.
I totally saw this movie.
Any idea, Amy?
Should be a multiple choice of movies.
Amy is panicking. No, that would make it too easy.
I know.
That would make it way too easy. Cypher, Mr. Nobody, Roman.
Might even have been recently too.
Well, 2017, so it's within the year.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, as soon as I heard Cypher, I was like, "Was there other
characters of this movie?"
These are the names of characters, and they are not the main character, but usually pretty high up on the cast list.
Roman.
I'm not gonna hit you with like a bunch of. I'm not gonna hit you with like janitor, cop number one, and like Pete.
Yeah. Cypher, Roman.
Cypher, Mr. Nobody, and Roman. Anything, Drew? Anything at all?
It's amazing.
Just guess a 2017 movie. At least you can narrow it down to 2017 movies.
This sounds like it was a Matrix movie. I know it wasn't.
All right. I mean, there wasn't a Matrix movie.
You know, it's ringing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
15 years.
Right? When I heard Cypher,
there probably
was
a character called Cypher.
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Probably. They're like Switch, Cypher,
Mousepad. I don't know.
Modem.
If I didn't know it was movies, I would be like, Mr. Robot.
Right?
I don't know.
That would be Fates of the Furious. Fate of the Furious.
Really?
Charlize Theron's character is called Cypher. Mr. Nobody is Kurt Russell. Roman is Tyrese. Number two, name the movie featuring Ajax, Warlord, Colossus.
Warlord and Colossus. 2017?
Yeah, 2017.
Deadpool?
Deadpool's correct. There you go. Yes. Number three, Bill, Georgie, Beverly.
Wait a minute. Deadpool didn't come out this year. It came out last year.
Came out February this
February this year.
Yeah. Deadpool and Logan came out this year. Is that crazy? It's been a long year, Steve.
It has.
It's been an unusually long year. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Bill, Georgie, Beverly.
I said it.
Oh, you said it. Excuse me. That's correct. Well done.
See, I knew that one.
You knew that one. You got one. Yeah. Right. That's all you got to choose wisely. Number four, Sauron. King Kong.
What?
Voldemort.
I'm so confused.
Those are all...
Everyone is so confused. Lego Batman?
Lego Batman is correct.
Very clever.
Okay. Yeah.
Very clever. Pretty sneaky, sis.
And finally, number five. Buddy. Bats. Darling.
Again, a movie I saw
in 2017. Established. Buddy, Bats, and Darling.
I don't know.
No idea?
No.
What if I said added Doc? No. What if I added
Seven Dwarfs?
No, not Seven Dwarfs. What if I added Deborah?
Or Sneezy.
No.
What if I added Baby?
Oh,
it's Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got 3 out of 5.
Four out of five. That's why it was familiar, because she's got Darling tattooed on her neck.
Yeah, there you go. That buddy's chick there.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, that's how the game goes. You ready?
Yep.
Number one.
Rough.
Artemis, Hippolyta, Antiope.
That's got to be Wonder Woman.
That is Wonder Woman. There you go. Number two, Pierce, Laura, Caliban. Drew knows it. Knows it right away. I knew the Caliban.
Oh, only when you said the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like. But it's
Pierce, Laura, Caliban.
That one's ringing a bell. I feel like I want to say. Clash of the Titans, you know?
Oh,
I know.
Clash of the Titans.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But no, I don't know it.
That would be Logan. Drew Logan. That's
Oh, God, I saw that,
Pearson. Pierce is the name of the bad guy. Boyd Holbrook, the dude with the metal. Laura is the girl. Yeah. And Caliban's Caliban.
Yeah, didn't see
it. And then I couldn't say anyone else. Professor X, Wolverine, you guys will look at that one. Number three, Maurice. Rocket, the Colonel. You know it, Drew? Maurice. Rocket, the Colonel.
Is it Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, that would be War for the Planet of the Apes.
Maurice
and Rocket were two of the apes, and the Colonel is Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. Number four. Oof, this one's hard.
At least it won't be a shutout. I can hang my hat on the fact that I got one right.
May, Michelle, Ned.
What?
That full name is Chick-a-Pay, Miss May.
That's, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Like, I'm like, wait, 2017?
May, Michelle, Ned. No, nothing. Give up. No.
He said Ned. All he meant Nell.
It's wrong. What if I change it to...
I'm a traveling freelancer with kids.
They did.
I don't see.
She did introduce herself as Michelle, but she had another name. What if I said Aunt May... MJ.
See,
and
you said May, and there was only one movie I could even think
Aunt May.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man. Marissa Tomei is
MJ.
Is Marissa number five? Oof, boy, this is scary. Starhawk, Kraglin, Jeff.
I like that third one. That was great.
And they say Jeff. They say his name a couple times. Jeff. They say his name too. So, Starhawk, Kraglin, and Jeff.
I don't know. Did they remake Top Gun this year?
No, they're making it though. They're working on it.
Should come out next year.
You guessed this movie already. Actually, you already said this one. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Jeff is one of the Ravagers. All the Ravagers have crazy names like Taserface.
Yeah.
But then one of them was just called Jeff.
Taserface. Yeah.
And you know what happened? This is actually how that happened. He wasn't written as Jeff in the screenplay. Even though he had lines, he didn't have a name. He was just like random Ravager. So the other, the actors who were playing the other Ravagers in the movie, they just decided to start calling him Jeff. And they just called him Jeff in the movie. And then he got him.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's the old stuff that I do much better with. So not surprisingly.
Drew 20 and 12.
Yeah, I haven't seen that many movies.
That was a rough game.
I have one in the past, yes, but I'm still waiting.
You did one in the past, right?
I have. I think that I might have beat Etchy, and then I beat Drew once.
That was a long time ago. I don't think anybody's going to look it up, so I'm going to say that's untrue.
And you've been on, what, four times now, right? Four times total, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
But that was way harder than.
Yeah, that was a that was definitely the hardest.
That was a hard game. I knew
that
we
played
game.
Here.
Yeah,
for
well,
sure.
It was episode 250. I want to do something a little extra special.
That was
how's that sound? Drew, your headphones sound okay there, buddy? Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. All right, back to Ron's email. Ron, we didn't forget about you, buddy. This is my Ron drop.
I like it. I like Crocodile Rock better.
Crocodile Rock.
I love Crocodile Rock.
Get the fuck out of my studio. Tell me anything better than Queen. All right, Drew, go ahead.
Next up is Snatched.
Snatched, yes. I still haven't seen this. It just came out on DVD.
Tries to fill the void Adam Sandler left poorly.
Aww.
I chuckled at most, but not bad for free. 4 out of 10.
That's the one. That's the Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn hasn't been in a movie in 10 years, and she came back for that one.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't reviewed that well. It was a bummer.
Sad.
I know. I was like,
she
I
was so good.
I love Goldie Hawn. Yeah. Overboard, come on.
I love that movie.
Foul Play. Such a good
one. Wildcats, where she's the
Private
high school
Benjamin.
Football coach. Yes, come on, Goldie Hawn. Yeah. We miss you. Come back to us. There's some I'm not into paparazzi life and all that, taking pictures of celebrities and their date. I'm not into that stuff. But a few months ago, someone took a picture of apparently Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn. They just like pulled up somewhere in LA, and while Kurt Russell was like putting money in the meter, Goldie Hawn decided to hug a tree. And she like, there's a big old tree, and she walked up and she hugged it. And then Kurt Russell, you see his face, he's like, my lady is crazy. This, she still baffles me after all these years. It was so sweet.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're cute together. Also, they have the deal, apparently.
Oh.
Yes.
That kind of a deal.
Yes, the deal. Apparently, I guess that when you get to a certain level of fame and money, et cetera, it helps to have the deal.
Yeah.
Which is, SBK talked about the deal a lot. Yes, on SBK Live.
Next up, Chips.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's up, Ron?
Mm-hmm. Free is the way to go.
He saw Chips?
Yeah. Free is the way to go, Chris.
Even Free, I don't know.
It kept me guessing with the whodunit parts. It's well-intentioned, but not enough to make it a winner. I spent a lot of time not believing that L.A. traffic. 5 out of 10.
Oh, L.A. traffic in general? Yeah, that's a local reference, Ron. We live in Orlando, buddy. You gotta refer to I-4.
Next
for
up.
Us to understand what you're talking about.
Next up, Table 19.
Table 19, I never even heard of this.
Although it's tough to remember I saw this one, it was a daring character comedy. And you feel bad for this group of misfits and hope all comes through at the end. 6.5 out of 10.
Ooh, okay.
Generous on that one.
Seriously, especially, Ron was so
good.
Are you feeling okay, buddy?
Next up, Rough Night.
Right. Oh, we saw this one.
Yep. Pretty funny if you like white women being goofy.
Hey, but Zoe Kazan's in it.
If you saw Before Girls Trip, you're good, but Girls Trip is far superior.
I want to see Girls Trip.
Too much ScarJo for me. Kate is great. 5 out of 10.
You would be too much ScarJo. Yeah. Too much ScarJo.
Now, yesterday, I finally got around...
I like her too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I finally got around to seeing Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, here we go. Let's see what Ron's got to say about the BR... how do you say it? 2049?
2049.
No, that's how you say it?
Yeah. Okay. The first Blade Runner, I kept falling asleep and could never fully finish it.
Oh, no.
And...
Really?
He's a millennial.
And this one
Sorry, are you technically?
Had that hypnotic effect on me as well. but I didn't want to snore in a pretty full theater after 3 weeks. I love that the actors were very diverse and come from different countries. I love how I could follow the story, even having fallen asleep with the first installment not fully in my head. There were a lot of tits.
I
got to listen.
This movie is tits ahoy.
To your spoiler episode.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's at a point where it's a little like, what are you trying to say here?
Yeah.
I got to listen to your spoiler episode after this to hear the loyal, loud, lucky, and level-headed Drucifer. It was pretty and riveting, so I didn't fall asleep. 8 out of 10.
Okay. Hey, 8 out of 10. Wow. There you go. Blade Runner.
Oh my God, I'm going to leave right now and go see it.
Go see it on the biggest screen you can with the loudest sound.
I fell asleep. It was amazing.
It's like that soundboard you keep sending back. You're like, what? When they send me the one that's right,
Blade
it's going to be worth
so,
it.
Oh, yeah. It's so LA iconic.
It is.
Yeah. You know?
And this one, since it's 30 years in the future, it then becomes more of an LA that's less recognized. It's more of a like Judge Dredd,
right?
I mean, city type of thing.
San Diego is LA's dump.
Yeah,
the entire town of San Diego.
Yeah, he has to go investigate something.
Are we talking now? Are we talking about the Al Gore movie?
a little bit.
But it's like municipal waste center, Diego district. It's just like dumping tons of trash in San Diego. Take that, San Diego. That's what you get for SeaWorld, I guess. I don't know. The condemnation is there exactly.
Now I know that you all aren't in Little Pony like I am.
What? Wait, hold on a second.
He's a brony?
Ron, are you a brony? Are you a Rony? Are you a Ron brony?
He says that he's into My Little Pony.
He's into My Little Pony.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear Ron's brony review of My Little Pony.
But I'm sure some parents out there need to know, and this movie is pretty rad. I am very on brand with Disney movies that piece the conflict songs along the way to the solution while learning a life lesson, but the characters and the gags are innocent and witty. It's not adult hidden stuff that you would find in Pixar. The boyfriend enjoyed it after only watching the Brony documentary Netflix, so it should be easy to handle. The style and action used in the film was way better than the TV show, but that's what budgets are for. I did kind of hate that if you're a fan of the show, there were many characters that could solve the conflict in the movie, but then it would be in the movie if the characters were there to fix it, all the problems with a snap. But I wonder if this is canon now. Oh well, 8.5 out of 10.
All right, you know what? I like when Ron brings his boyfriend with him. Isn't he like Bulgarian or Czechoslovakian or something crazy like that? I like when he brings his boyfriend with him, because he's always like, and he includes his opinion. So Ron, like in My Little Pony, already saw like the movie. His boyfriend didn't watch it, still liked the movie.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know. We appreciate that. Shout out to the Bulgarian boyfriend.
Also, do you guys notice the villain song is always the best song in animated movies?
Is it really?
Ursula's best, Entangled.
Ursula, Scar.
Ursula.
I was just about
Ursula
to say
song.
Scar's. In the Lion King.
Scar's song. In the Lion King.
Be prepared.
I don't remember that song.
Jafar's song in Aladdin.
No! Everyone remembers Mother A Magic Gothel Carpet Ride. Everyone Tangled remembers Under the Sea, Be My Guest.
Do you guys have a favorite?
The villain songs don't. Let It Go, is that a villain
song? Dude, No. Beauty and the Beast Gaston song is awesome.
They're good songs, but they're not like the better songs. They're not the ones that catch on. I disagree. That's my disagree drop.
Do you guys have a favorite animated song?
What?
Do you guys have a favorite animated song?
Oh, I have so many.
Shut your fucking face, Songo Fucker.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
How about you?
God.
It's an animated song.
I was totally in Disney mode.
For me, it's either that or the Three Caballeros. So, yeah, it's a big goal.
Oh, my God. Now I'm not going to be able to unhear. I'm going to be singing that.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
Yes, I can hear it.
Come on, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, there are so many. Ursula's song is amazing.
What did she sing about? Having tentacles?
No. Lady? She's stealing her voice.
Just your voice.
Yeah. She's phenomenal. The Mother Gothel's voice, Entangled, was done by Donna Murphy, who's a Tony Award winner.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Mother Knows Best. That's a phenomenal villain song in a Disney movie. Those are just two off the top of my head. What about Oogie Boogie? in
which one's Oogie Boogie?
You know, in Nightmare Before Christmas. Christmas. Yeah, that's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's great music in Nightmare.
Yeah,
Before Christmas.
And that's a villain song.
Yeah, I wouldn't say always, but it's a great point though. Like
villain songs are good.
Villains are fun. Well, it. The villains are fun.
That's why. That's They're what fun. It is. Villains are just more interesting characters.
You can't be a hero if there isn't a good villain.
That's true.
It's often you watch a movie like, man, the hero is like the worst part of this movie. Speaking of Blade Runner, I like Deckard enough. It's all about the Roy Batty scenes when Rutger Hauer's like, I want to live. I'm a superhuman. You know, it's like, oh, this is compelling. And then Deckard's like, I'm a drunk. You're like, yeah, you're sad.
But now I'm in love with a cyborg.
I'm in love with a cyborg. Oh, now you're interesting. Because, you know, anyway. Well, you guys should see Blade Runner 2049. Is that it for Ron?
Yes.
Thanks, Ron. We appreciate it. Anything else in the Vox Popular Line?
No.
Oh, man, that's it for the Vox Popular Line?
Yes.
You people are slacking. How dare you? So it's time then to move on to...
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during
their
romantic Caribbean
getaway.
Opens
up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
It's time for the movie news segment. We're talking about celebrity beach bods. Those hot... divorces. Beach divorces?
Hot divorces?
The hot divorces. The hot celebrity divorces.
Hot celebrity divorces.
Yeah, who's back on the market? Anna Faris is back on the market.
Is this a real segment?
This is a real segment. It's a real segment.
Well, yeah, because what we need from you is a Biebs update.
Yeah, we need a Biebs update.
We need to know what's going on with the Biebs.
What's going on with the Biebs?
The what?
Justin Bieber.
What's up with the Biebs?
What's up with the Biebs?
Oh, Despacito.
Yeah, that was the thing that was up with Biebs.
Yeah, that's a fairly new thing that's up. I mean, he had a hit song. Is that the first number one all Spanish, well, pretty much all Spanish song?
No. Baila, baila, la bamba.
Oh, yeah.
Baila, baila, la bamba.
And maybe something Macarena.
Espanola. Macarena. I move my arms.
Because you're being culturally insensitive.
The beat. Cultural. I'm like, the what?
Appropriation. The cultural appropriation. He's back into Jesus now. Did you know that? He's back into the Lord.
That'll make him some money, I'm sure.
He took his girlfriend to church and introduced him to his pastor.
That's
her. Introduced her to his pastor. I think I said that right. Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
He's back. He's back into Jesus.
I'm holding up a sign here. Ready? Look. See?
I'm 47?
Yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, let's do some movie news stories real quick. It wouldn't be Cinema Crispy, so if we didn't do our newest movie news segment, This Week in Rape Culture, Harvey Weinstein has checked into sex rehab in Europe, right, for this whole nonsense.
Oh, come on.
But get this, though, reports, their sources say that Harvey Weinstein is falling asleep during the meetings. He is, when he does speak... He's ranting and raving about how it's all like a conspiracy against him and all the allegations are false. And he snuck his cell phone into meetings so that when he wakes up, it's when his cell phone goes off that he's not supposed to even have. He's not taking any of this seriously. He thinks it's all conspiracy. He is the world's currently, as of October 22nd, top five world's worst people.
Yeah.
Possible. He's certainly the worst one. I mean, he's certainly the most talked about. Worst person.
Yeah, I don't know. He's the one with the spotlight on him.
People
right now.
Talk about Donald Trump a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Donald Trump's in the news every day. That's the thing. That's the danger.
That was my favorite tweet normalization. Of the week. People were like, what are the Democrats going to do about Harvey Weinstein? And somebody wrote, well, we're not going to make him president.
Yes, exactly. Christ almighty. He's been kicked out of the PGA. He's been kicked out of the Academy. He's persona non grata.
He does know more about
he'll
business.
Be back and he'll be doing movies with Mel Gibson in 5 years.
That'll be a real bummer, but it's possible. That's absolutely possible. He'll be back in just a couple of years. Meanwhile, Asia Argento is an actress, daughter of Dario Argento, filmmaker.
A favorite of mine.
It's a Suspiria. They're doing a Suspiria remake, which is
I read that.
And the people behind it, I'm actually into it.
I will see that. I will see that.
I'll check it out. They're not trying to do a straight remake because they know that you can't.
You know, you totally can. And seriously, horror fans, non-horror fans, see that movie. See it this month.
It's good. It's perfect time to see Suspiria. Perfect time to see if you haven't seen it. Or to revisit if you have. She is one of the first people to come out and be like, no, Harvey Weinstein's a monster. That when this whole thing came out, including straight up rape allegations on her part.
Right.
She's Italian. She lives in Italy. The Italian newspapers are all painting her as like the worst person in the world for accusing Harvey Weinstein of this stuff and saying she, if anything happened, it was her fault, etc., etc.
Oh, jeez.
So just the latent, horrible, misogynistic culture of Italy is coming out now in their mainstream media against Asia Argento. So I'm bringing this up because most people listen to this show. We live here in America. We do have international listeners. Shout out to Japan. But Italy is not good.
No.
Not good.
I didn't know that.
It's not good. It's not good. We got two Colin Powells. Did you know that?
No.
What?
You have two Colin Powells. One is going to be played by, we mentioned already, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is going to play Colin Powell in...
Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell.
So what is that, a mixture of Colin Farrell and Colin Powell?
It's going to be a wild, weird movie, man. Adam McKay, who did The Big Short and then all the Will Ferrell movies, the Anchormans, Talladega Nights. The Big Short now has him doing experimenting with more dramatic stuff. So he's making a movie about the Bush-Cheney years. And he has Tyler Perry playing Colin Farrell. The Colin Powell, Colin Farrell.
Yeah, you just can't stop with that.
No, I like the idea of that. I think Colin Farrell is a great idea. He also cast Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush.
I love Sam Rockwell.
Oh, man, I'm such a fan. I think it's good. Morgan Freeman. So I'm drinking a lot of vodka today. And I'm also hopped up on sugar from those not delicious donuts. Yeah. Morgan Freeman, who plays God normally, is taking a break from playing God to play Colin Powell. Not Peril.
Colin Powell.
God damn it.
That's how he says his name.
Right? Yep.
Colin Powell.
Actually, it's Colin, yeah. In a movie which that is specifically about him.
No, I wouldn't either.
So there's two movies.
Who's
going
to tell
him
not to, though?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Who would you rather see? Would you rather see Morgan Freeman or Tyler? I would actually think Tyler Perry. I think he would actually be
physically
better.
He would be better.
Physically, at least. Right?
Forgetting physically, though, you're right, is in my experience, comedians tend to do brilliantly in dramatic terms.
They do well.
Because comedy is hard.
Yeah. Has Tyler Perry in Gone Girl.
Yeah. And he was in Star Trek. Too.
And he was in Star Trek, and he did great in both of those.
And
movies.
So, as much as I like to, you know, I like to kid about Medea and all the crazy stuff that he does, but I think that he could probably do a good job. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt
as
it.
As long as he's not writing, it's like I think being in movies. He's fine.
He's a perfectly fine actor. Like he's not great, but he's not bad. He's perfectly fine. With the right director, he can be perfectly fine. Final story: Sean Penn. His lawyers sent a letter to Netflix because Netflix made a documentary about El Chapo. Do you guys remember when Sean Penn met
El
Chapo?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
And he met El Chapo along with a Mexican TV personality. Mm-hmm. They made a documentary centered around her and them meeting El Chapo.
The Mexican journalist.
Yes. And Sean Penn is like, Netflix, you can't put this out because the Mexican cartel may construe this as saying that I worked with the Department of Justice.
Mm. Which means they'll kill me.
Which means they're going to come kill me. Have you guys not seen American Made? And Netflix was like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And Sean Penn was like, do not put this out. And Netflix was like, no, it's cool. So Sean Penn's lawyer sent the letter. Netflix put out the documentary. So now the clock is ticking. We'll see who is right. Will Sean Penn be killed
by Mexican mafia?
Because they think he is. Because right, like 2 days after that documentary or 2 days after that meeting was when Al Chapo was arrested. Mm-hmm. So.
Very convenient.
Sean Penn may die soon. I'm just saying, heads up, Sean Penn.
That is very interesting.
I'm just saying.
We might find his, his body with a severed head.
It may be a sad day. That's sad. You didn't do all that.
And when, if and when that happens, I will be petitioning the Enzion to show Bad Boys.
Yes!
Which is...
The original.
Which is... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the only.
The only.
Which is one of my favorite Sean Penn movies.
No, not Colors. with him and Robert Duvall.
How about Taps?
The Game.
Taps, yeah, sure, Taps. Oh, the
no,
game.
Bad Boys, yeah, man. They've game. Parodied that soda can scene, and that is just the best. You guys who like those violent... all those violent slasher or whatever you guys watched on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, dummies, what your violent movies. All right, here we go.
Yeah,
time
that was the best.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
All right, here we go. Lightning round time. Amy, if you've done this before, you know how it goes. I am going to read you 10 questions. Then I need 10 answers. Are you ready?
I'll try.
All right, here we go. Drew, start that clock.
Nope.
Number one, are routines good or bad?
Good.
Number two, where are the tacos at?
Mills Fitty.
So many tacos.
That's the truth. Number three, Gumball Rally or Pinewood Derby?
Yes.
Number four, would you rather go to the moon or Alabama?
The moon.
The moon.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking
I've already been to Alabama.
Oh, you've been to Alabama?
Yeah, so I would rather go someplace I haven't been.
I was going to say, if you're looking for intelligent life, you
would. I was about to say, I'm sorry.
Either way, you're
been
sorry.
To Alabama.
Number five, I've been to Huntsville.
Ugh.
I know.
Why?
I know.
I've been to Gulf Shores. They got a nice beach there.
Oh, that goes, at least it's the shore. At least it's the Gulf Shore.
It's still Alabama.
It's still Alabama, dude. Alabama. It's,
they own it.
Even their sand is dumber.
We could do without that. we could do without the entire state of Alabama.
We could do Alabama. And a good chunk of Mississippi as well.
Missouri.
You know what? We just generally hate on the South here in Cinema Crespi, so shout out to Florida. It's a subtropics, bitches. Subtropics. Subtropics. Where are we at? Number five. Have you ever flown in a small plane?
Yeah, and I hated it.
It was scary. Right?
It was very scary, but worth it. I went to the Bahamas, and it was awesome. Fun. But it was scary.
You're good.
When you can open the windows in a plane.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not cool. Number six. Why did Oreos go crazy with all them flavors?
Oh, internet? I mean, that's
great. Yeah.
Good internet.
Number seven, do we still need retail salespeople?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, why not? Sometimes I'm looking for stuff and I need someone to ask, where is it?
That's what you ask of Mr. Robot 9000.
But they don't have that. There's no Alexa in the stores yet.
Fair enough. Not yet. Yet. You said it.
Yeah.
Number eight, why is my garage door a little glitchy?
Because you keep hitting it with your car, bro.
Fair enough. Number nine. Should acoustic guitars be banned from colleges?
No.
Just college parties.
All right. Well, anyway. Well,
no, not at all.
Well, then here's
that needs
campus.
To be a cliche. People need to understand Animal House in perpetuity.
That's true.
If we ban ban acoustic guitars, then future people will watch Animal House and be like, I don't get it.
All right, guys. Well, then here's Wonderwall. Here we go. Number 10, Iron Man, Darth Vader, Medea. Who wins in a limbo contest?
Iron Man.
Iron Man winning in the limbo contest.
Either that or Darth Vader raises the bar and just walks under it and is like, come at me.
Darth Vader's like, come at me. Come at me, bro. Here we go. Swag baggery time. Drew, pick up the bags. What we got? We got the green bag. We got the red bag. Which one do you want to maybe go home with today?
I want the green
bag. Green bag. Drew, take that green bag. Break it open. Let's see what Biebs.
Yep.
Dude riding a horse.
You had me with the Biebs.
Yeah.
We've got a Cinema Crush release, a bootleg edition of Behind Enemy Lines and The Adventures of Robin Hood from 1938.
Wow! Errol Flynn, Robin Hood.
Oh my God! I got all excited that I was going to see Alan Rickman as the sheriff of Nottingham.
No, not that.
We've got some party confetti balloons. Warning: they are a choking hazard.
Choking hazard. Yeah!
Yeah, I love your swag bag.
So
stickers. And a bunch of stickers, Amy.
I put those wherever I can.
Do you? Good,
I do.
Good. Well, you can take that bag, or we put that bag right...
Oh, no, not the box, because I have to take the box. Those Bieber plates.
You got Bieber plates, but there's something in the box. What are we going to do?
I'm conjuring the spirit of Monty Hall, and it's telling me to take the box.
Here we go. I'm taking the box. I take that bag. The bag is put away.
Yeah, I can't resist the
go
box.
Go ahead,
no
Greg.
No beaver.
Reach in there. What's inside?
Oh, you nailed it.
It's cool. It's a Wonder Woman cup.
Hey!
That's Linda Carter.
Is that Linda?
I don't know. Looks like Linda Carter.
That looks like a slightly generic Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
As generic as Wonder Woman.
It's Linda Carter's head on Gal Gadot's body.
There you go. That's what's going on for sure. There you go. Not a bad thing. You got a Wonder Woman cup, Amy.
I love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Can I still have the beaver plates?
Yeah, sure. Give her the beaver plates as well.
I've learned if you ask, you get it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nancy, it's my fourth time I had the balls to ask.
Yeah, we're pretty generous. Oh, yeah, I got the bag over here.
Awesome.
All right, Amy, thank you. We appreciate
it. Thank you. So fun. So happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween to everyone. Drew, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Steve, thank you.
I had a good time.
Thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week with episode 251. We got a guest lined up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Another returning guest. Remember to break up the big banks, read more books, be excellent to each other. Fuck the NFL. The NFL is trash. But also support the NFL because Donald Trump wants all the players to kneel. I'm confused, man. We got to go.
A PFT Media production.